Techno 1000.
Hello, this is Jürgen Lahrmann speaking, and this is my new podcast, Techno 1000, straight out of Berlin Mitte, brought to you from the Hastings Audio Network Berlin. This is the international version of my German podcast, 1000 Tage Techno, which means, surprise, surprise, 1000 days of techno. Some of you might know me as former writer and editor of Front Page Magazine, Germany's first magazine for electronic music. Some of you might know me as promoter of the Love Parade in Berlin, helping Dr. Motter in 91 and the years later to make a local event into a big national and later worldwide event. As well, I was a co-founder of Mayday, the mother of all raves. In 1994, I developed a theory called the Raving Society, which had the idea that the values of the Love Parade and our techno dance scene should have an impact on the real society. Love, respect, tolerance, freedom, creativity, the absence of racism and sexism, the right to live your life like you want it. That were the rights we are fighting for, and we were quite successful. In the major cities of the world, this is a standard nowadays. Is it? Is it really? I came up with the idea of that podcast because we celebrate the 30th anniversary of Love Parade next year in 2019. Same year, Front Page Magazine has 30th birthday, and even the style of music, techno house, the fusion between American house and European industrial sounds, which marked the birthday of techno house, a style of music we call techno today, has birthday in 2019. It's a pleasure to meet all the activists, protagonists, and key players again. Front Page Magazine did interview them all: Kraftwerk, Joey Beltram, Jeff Mills, Mike Banks, Underground Resistance, Laurent Garnier, Carl Cox, the German key players anyway, and even the persons behind the scenes like Renard from R&S Records and so on. And I thought it's a good idea to meet them right now again when they are in town and when they want to meet me again. They're all alive, most of them are in brilliant shape, and they still do great music. As a DJ, you can get even better over the years, and you don't have the same destiny like elderly sportsmen who have to retire at some point. My generation started a movement in 89. It was a different age then. No internet, no mobile phones. The age of record stores and record distribution. The age of flyers and print magazines. The first illegal raves and parties in warehouses. Former East Berlin, after the breakdown of the wall, became one of the central capitals of the movement, and this movement has gone global. That's why I naturally want to speak as well with the key players of today, the ones that have been inspired by our ideas and the early sounds and make groundbreaking music today. Techno house music still is the last great global youth in music culture. There are lots of topics to talk about, and anybody, anywhere can listen to it. From Uzbekistan to Mozambique, the Philippines to Greenland. How do DJs choose their music today? And as a fan of electronic music, how do I find my favorite track amidst this selection of 10,000 tracks coming out every month? Which platforms are the most significant ones? And one key question is, what is techno today? For some, it's still the sound of the needle scratching the vinyl like it was before. For some, it's looking to the developments in digitalization and even artificial intelligence. Kraftwerk gave us the inspiration of robots making music. But sooner or later, this vision might become reality. And of course, we have to talk about the funny moments in the careers of the DJs and artists, festival fails, epic moments with the fans, travel memories, your personal world tour through time and space. And this time we even have to talk about politics. Some say it's years too late. When the Love Parade started, we all were celebrating the German Summer of Love in 91. We thought really we would enter an age of world peace. An age with no borders, with love and peace between the united people of the world. World peace between East and West, and the hope to help the so-called Third World. When we look to the current situation, it's depressing. The list is long. Trump, Brexit, the national movements in nearly all European countries, the situation in Syria, the situation in Turkey. As Germans, we historically have a good reason just to shut up. But now we see that even the European dream as a union of civilized democratic countries might fail. Digitalism is quicker than democracy. Some say capitalism is at its end. I really can't judge that. I'm not a politician. I'm a music lover. I'm doing a simple techno podcast, and I love food, I love drinks, I love the togetherness with people of all nations, I love communication, and I love peace. But maybe the next bank crash will come and our system crashes finally. In that case, all the hopes for a civilized world lies on those who share the values of the dance community. Respect, love, tolerance, togetherness, anti-racism, anti-sexism, a common and creative spirit. In that case, the people of the dance scene would be the only reasonable ones to save the world. That's funny and that's serious at the same time. Well, first of all, we want to start our program with a real icon, Jean-Michel Jarre. Maybe the biggest legend alive in electronic music. Some may celebrate 30 years jubilees or 40 years jubilees. He's around for 50 years. Listen to one of the most interesting talks of my life with Jean-Michel Jarre on Friday, November 16th.
Techno 1000.